Good morning. It's Wine Wednesday, and I'm your host, Ziggy the Wine Gal. Thank you to our sponsors for Wine Wednesday, Oliver's Markets, with four fabulous locations. There really is nobody that supports local like Oliver's Markets and Willoughby's Wine and Spirits. They have two locations, Petaluma and downtown Santa Rosa. Well, it's hard to believe, but Father's Day is coming up this weekend. Oh, I mean, this year has just been flying by. So Davis Bynum, the man, the myth, the legend, and the godfather of Russian River Valley winemaking, one of my all-time favorites, and I have so many stories about Davis, and he was like my adopted dad. And truly, when I started thinking about Father's Day weekend, I thought, you know, I really just want to do a show about Davis and these incredible wines that truly have such legacy in every bottle still to this day. And to do this, I thought I'd bring in my buddy, Greg Mortal. He's the winemaker for Davis Bynum, and he's continuing the legacy. And I say the man, the myth, the legend, because Susie Bynum, Davis's daughter, although I was the favorite daughter, that's our shtick. always used to say that, even when her dad was alive, the man, the myth, the legend, Davis Bynum, every time he walked in the room, right? So now I'm continuing that. And I just am dying to talk about how delicious these wines are now. And what you're doing to continue the legacy, and just to welcome you to Wine Wednesday. Good morning.
Good morning, Ziggy. Thank you. It's great to be here.
So recently you came to Ziggtown, and we had a little dinner party. And, you know, Davis Bynum used to live in the house I live in, right before me. And so it was wonderful to be able to break bread with you and with some of my colleagues and talk about the legacy that he has here in the Russian River Valley, because it's so important to keep stories like this alive. You know, otherwise, what are we as a wine region? You know, really, we don't have the history like they do in, you know, France or Italy or Spain or Portugal or any of these old winemaking countries. But what we do have are things like the Davis Bynum legacy, right?
That's right, yeah. I mean, going back to the 60s, and of course, Davis, when he first made wine, was back in the early 50s, but that was home winemaking, you know?
Right.
And his dad was a wine judge at the California State Fair, and he had written a book, and so it was in his blood. But yeah, I know, it's the history is kind of a more modern history, but yet it still feels really deep around here.
Well, I mean, because our wine growing goes back only so far. You know, when I travel to Italy, for example, you know, I'll be walking in a vineyard and they're like, you know, 10th generation or something,
yeah.
You know, crazy pants. Oh, this building is like, you know, 1500 years old. And I'm like, well, Russian River Valley, woohoo, let's go back to the 60s, you know.
Yeah, we had a French intern one year, many years ago, who lived in a house in southern France in some little villa, and her house like had a name. Not an address, but a name. Like everybody knew where that was, right?
Right.
Yeah, there's nothing like that really.
Right. I love that. Well, but what we do have in Ziggtown is the old house that Davis used to live in. And it's just down the street from his original winery, which is West Side Road in Healdsburg. And when, you know, Davis was overly ready, I should say, to retire, and he sold his wine brand to you, you know, he worked with you in the cellar, which is so cool, and, you know, told you all the stories and showed you his style of winemaking. And really, you know, you have continued to put your own touch on there, but there still is Davis's thumbprint in every bottle. And I love that.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, Davis, I think, really loved elegance in his wines. And of course, he was known for his Pinot Noir, but he did a little bit of everything. You know, there's old bottles of Petit Sirah. Of course, he did Cabernet. He did all kinds of things. He famously, or infamously to himself anyway, planted Merlot up on that hill, which he said was his worst mistake ever.
I know, but that Lorella's Merlot that he did, like, I still have some bottles of that, you know, and it's not bad now. I mean, and it's super aged, obviously, at this point.
Yeah.
But you and I got to uncork some bottles recently, you know, that were going back to the 80s. You know,
those were
great. 1980s.
Yeah.
and a lot of, you know, of the early vintage 2000s, some of the Allen Vineyard 2003, 2005s were drinking spectacular.
Yeah, those were great.
Really good.
And they really held up. I think, you know, so in making wines that are more elegant, especially if you're talking Pinot Noir, but Chardonnay as well, and other wines, I mean, if you're picking a little bit on the early side and you leave brighter acidity in the wines, they tend to age longer.
And that really was the style, you know, and it should, in my opinion, continue to be the style because the acid is the backbone for any wine, right? Yeah. So one of the cool things that we learned through conversation is about all these different varieties that Davis Bynum did. And sometimes they were just one ounce, right? Like port. You learned that he did port. Yeah. And I'm like, yes, he made port for a couple of vintages. And Susie Bynum and I did all the bottling for that. And we got a little schwasty face. I'm not going to, it's like, let's try a little sip of it. And well, let's put some more corks in these bottles. And we were going over that the other night, just laughing to each other hysterically. But what you had mentioned is the fact that Davis Bynum was really the first person to put Russian River Valley as an appellation on a bottle of wine. I mean, that's a legacy right there.
That was huge. Yeah. And I mean, so at the time when he bought that old hop kiln down at Riverbend, it's called Riverbend, mm-hmm. It was, you know, and just refurbished it into a winery. Nobody else had there were no other wineries on West Side Road. And so shaking hands with Joe Rocchioli Jr. and buying those grapes and making that wine in 73 was just something of a landmark. Gary Farrell came on the very next year and ended up being like the ultimate cellar rat, I think, as they say.
Well, and Susie Bynum tells me stories, and actually Davis did back in the day, where he hired Gary to like help him paint like his garage or something. Yeah. And he was on as a handyman doing a couple of things. And Davis is like, hey, I need some help in the cellar. You want to help me, you know, make some wine?
Yeah.
And that's really how that whole trail started,
yeah.
Which is pretty cool. But fast forward to today, you're making some beautiful expressions of not just Pinot Noir, but also Chardonnay and Sauvignon Blanc, right? So when I think about Davis and Pinot Noir, you know, that the two go hand in hand, you know, and it was really Joe Rocchioli who talked him into planting these grapes, you know, not the Merlot, yeah. Or the Cabernet, right? But, you know, you're making a few different Pinot Noirs now. I know you're doing the Dutton Ranches, which is one of my favorites, the Lindley's Knoll, which is another favorite. You have your Russian River Valley, which I love, and that's nationally available now, right?
It is. Yeah, the Russian River Valley is available around the country. It's in fine wine shops and many restaurants. I've been on 7 trips this year so far, and I mean, everywhere we go, we seem to place the Pinot Noir, the River West Chardonnay. They mm-hmm. just, they really speak to people. The Chardonnay has such bright acidity. It's not a buttery style of Chardonnay. You know?
I love it.
And it just, it goes really well with food. It cuts right through, you know, if you're having dishes, you know, duck or whatever it may be. I mean, there's all these really rich dishes that come to mind. Of course, when you're going out to eat, you tend right. to prepare things that are a little more opulent and bigger, you know, or right. you tend to eat things that are more opulent than bigger than at home. And so they just pair very well. But the Pinot Noir, it was a landmark thing for him. And we do a couple of little smaller Pinot Noirs, Dutton Ranches, yeah, down in the Green Valley.
Love
it's just
that.
So much more blueberry and bright fruit and higher acid.
And then the Lindley's Knoll, I also love. Yep. But just being able to get the Russian River Valley, which is such a spectacular Pinot Noir anywhere, we have a lot of Crush listeners in the East Coast and a lot in the Midwest. So they should know that they're nationally available. They can also order them online. And we can ship them, or I'm not me, but you can ship them.
That's right, www.davisbynum.com.
There you go. And, you know, I love a great patio pounder. That is no secret. And the Sauvignon Blanc that you guys are doing now is just like the quintessential late spring, early summer deliciousness in a glass.
Thank you. Yeah, it's made it slightly differently. There aren't too many people who are using acacia, which isn't oak. It's a different wood. Mm-hmm. I buy it from a couple of coopers who are sourcing from the north of France, and it's larger sized barrels, so about a third of it's in this new acacia. It just seems to lift the citrus and a little bit of a floral tone in the wine that's already
so sexy.
Inherently there. But yeah, just high acid, just zingy.
I'm an acid
citrus.
Freak. Ooh,
oh,
outside
yeah.
voice.
Yum.
Well, just thinking about Father's Day this weekend and thinking about Davis Bynum and how special he was to me and to the wine community and the wine history here in the Russian River Valley and beyond, I thought it was just so perfect to be able to have you come in the studio and talk about that. And I know that as we wrap up Wine Wednesday, I want to thank you, Greg Mortal, for coming in, winemaker extraordinaire for Davis Bynum. I wanted to just quickly talk on an event that's happening this Saturday at Rodney Strong Vineyards up in Healdsburg. They're doing this like great summer smokeout event where they're barbecuing steaks and chicken and going to have big Cabernets. Now that we've talked about Pinot Noir all morning and Chardonnay and Sauvignon Blanc, but we're thinking Father's Day weekend, like if you wanted to go out somewhere, they're going to have this whole party set up on the concert green, right?
That's right. Yeah. I mean, a Pinot Noir is my favorite, but hey, who does not like a big Cabernet, you know, something that's just really mouth-filling. And so, yeah, the summer smoke, steaks, Cabernet, and cigars. And Rodney Strong is a big Cabernet house, if you didn't know that already.
Yeah. Their legacy, really.
Very much so. Yeah. And so those cabs will be poured. It's from 6 to 9 out in the Rodney Strong Green on June 15th, so the day before Father's Day.
Yes, that's this Saturday. My dad loved steak and Cabernet. Like, that was his deal. That really was. That's such a dad thing. I shouldn't put that in because I had to be both a mom and a dad, you know, for raising my daughter for many years. So I love a good steak and a good Cabernet. Let's just put it that way. And we talk about Pinot. We end with Cabernet, and that wraps up Wine Wednesday. So lucky to have Greg Mortal in studio today, winemaker extraordinaire for Davis Bynum Wines, now nationally available, which is very exciting to see his legacy at every state available in this country. It's pretty cool. And thank you for coming in so bright and early this morning.
That was my pleasure, Ziggy. Thank you for having me here.
All right. I want you to Zigtown soon.
Okay.
Another Davis Bynum dinner.
Let's do it.
Cheers, my friends.
Cheers.